Hello, my name is Larry Breckenridge. I am a professional environmental engineer registered in the state of New Hampshire. I live and work in Wilton, New Hampshire. I think I will probably be the only environmental professional you will hear today speaking in favor of the project. One reason is that I use scientific rather than emotional arguments to make my decision. Let me explain a little bit. One of the things we have to do in environmental engineering when evaluating alternatives, we must consider existing impacts differently than future impacts. A clear existing impact that we have here is the Hydro-Québec project. These dams are constructed. There's nothing that can be done in this moment, at this day, to prevent the flooding of those rivers up by James Bay. The project is in place, and what it is doing right now is delivering large quantities of clean and reliable power. I think it is our ethical and moral obligation to use that impact to the best benefit of people everywhere. So let's look at the other impact that we're dealing with here, which is how PSNH supplies the power that we're using right now. They do it through coal mining, and they do it coal mining in Latin America. My company focuses on mining in Latin America. It is what we do. So I think I can bring a unique perspective to this debate. Mining in Latin America has a higher environmental impact than mining in the United States because they are not protected by the same environmental regulations we are. Coal mining in particular has tremendous surficial impacts. This is a tropical or subtropical forest that is stripped away, the soil is removed. This is a very fine-grained soil in many cases. It erodes and impacts streams, increasing the sediment load and decreasing the ability of those streams to sustain life. Every day we use power in New Hampshire, we are adding to the disruption of these environments. Coal mines mine through land. They move at a fairly rapid rate through terrain that is previously undisturbed. With this project, we have an opportunity to use land that is already disturbed to supply the power that we need every day. This is a question of very clear alternatives, and the lower environmental impact alternative is the Northern Pass project supported by Hydro-Québec's power. Thank you.